All right, guys, we are back for another week of Unpopular Disney Opinions, and this is a very, very special episode. Right, Linz?
Yep.
For the first time, we have somebody else picking our topic, and that's one of our favorite people on this planet, Mr. Sean Sullivan. What's up, dude?
What's up, y'all? Yeah.
Yes, though. The pause.
Pause clap for our listeners.
The applause.
That's the worst bad joke I've ever heard in my whole life.
Oh my gosh, that was bad. Well, we promised Sully last season he got to pick whatever topic he wanted to do. I did not influence this, Lindsay, whatsoever.
Yeah, Sully, I don't believe that one fucking bit.
I sent the text message. So I said, Sully, what's your topic? And he said this, which is Disney characters that you'd bring to Vegas with. It is hypothetical one. It's wacky. I love it. Lindsay, it was like, you totally influenced that. I'm like, nah. I screenshotted the text, sent it over to Lindsay, and she was like,
Heather proposed this topic, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. So here we are. Here we are.
I shot it through the wind, and Sully bit, and this is a topic.
Only for you, Sully. Obviously,
thank you, guys. Yeah, I just the past few times I've had to, like, poop on Disney characters the whole time. And this one, I just feel like, is a joyous celebration of characters that we love. So
it really is. And I love nothing but a hypothetical topic because sometimes those are the most creative.
That's right.
Get the juices going.
It does.
All right, Sully. Honorable topic. You're going to go first with your number three.
Number three is Cusco from Emperor's New Groove.
I love that. Yeah. So, I knew you were going to have an Emperor's New Groove one on here.
I know. And when I was making my list, Amanda said to me that I'm just picking characters that I like. And I said, well, you don't remember Emperor's New Groove because all he does is party. And that's the whole movie about. It's like, you need to care about other people. And by the end, he's like a party animal that cares about other people. That's exactly what you want in Vegas. Not only that, he's going to supply all of the money for your trip. Like, the dude is an emperor.
He's an emperor.
He's literally an emperor.
He's got the goods.
Of the Incan Empire. Like, the guy is going to love Vegas. We're going to have talk about a pool party. Yeah, he wants to go to the pool during the day because he built a damn pool.
Yeah. Sully, did you have a hard time, I'm just guessing here, did you not put Kronk on your list, and did you have a hard time picking Cusco over Kronk, if that's the case?
I feel like Kronk would be funner.
I feel like Kronk would be a really good time. If there was at any point that we were cooking on this trip, then I would have brought Kronk for the spinach pups. but I would go with Cusco overall just because he does seem like he's more of a party guy, and Kronk's he's just a henchman. He's a funny dude, but
yeah.
Henchman, yes.
He's a henchman, I guess, technically.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I love it. I love the number three pick.
Thank you.
Let's just say that I definitely had something from Emperor's New Groove on my list too. So
there you go.
What?
It's a party. Linz, you want to go next?
Yeah. I'm just gonna mine are wacky. Like,
I love it.
They're all over the place.
Lindsay struggles sometimes with the hypothetical ones, but I love it because it makes her outside of the comfort zone of what we know.
Yeah. Okay, my number three. I honestly don't know if she would be fun, but like her attitude might get in the way. But do you have a guess? Do you know how
to just say it.
Sharpay Evans. From High School Musical.
I knew someone from High School Musical.
Because her dad would pay for everything and it'd be fucking nice.
Things in common for your guys' number three.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
because we've all been to Vegas, we want a Vegas trip that we haven't gone on. Yeah. Where it's like the bougie one opens up doors that we've never seen before. Yeah. That type of thing.
We get cabanas at the pool party. We'd be staying in a suite in the Cosmo. Like, it would be really nice.
But I feel like sometimes, like, I've been to Vegas a couple times. I'm obviously not going to say any names, but like, there's always that one friend and you're like, what the fuck did we bring that person?
So that would be Sharpay. That would literally be Sharpay.
Mm-hmm.
But you just deal with it.
You deal with it. You, you just get them hammered at the pool party and they have to take a nap. And, you
and
go
then
gamble.
Seriously hope that she takes you on a shopping spree afterwards.
There you go.
Oh, it's my.
You guys, pulling back the curtain, every trip you guys go on, it seems like you go on a giant shopping spree. So, absolutely, that is a part of. That is absolutely a part of these picks too.
Especially for moms in attendance, game over.
Mm-hmm. Our mother's mm-hmm. attendance, buy the yeah. money. I mean, she's like, yeah, sure, why not? Do it.
Buy in every color.
And I'm like, guys, do we need this? And they're like, Heather, shut up.
That's how it goes.
That's really how it goes, though.
Yeah.
Every time, every story.
Every time. All right, Heather, what's your number three?
My number three, it's going to actually be a surprise, but maybe not, is Goofy.
Oh, I mean, yeah, of course. That's a great pick.
Listen, I actually decided I was actually debating whether or not to put Powerline over Goofy for this list. I know. So this is what I decided. This is actually why I decided Goofy over Powerline. One, because I feel like Goofy it's probably actually kind of like Sully in the sense of like we can put Sully in every situation and we're gonna always have a good time. You know what I mean? Like any situation, he's probably doing something wacky, goofy. He always ends up on top. Like the best things end up always happening. You just, you know, might have like a rip in your pants or, you know, I don't know, but like possibilities are endless. He still ends up on stage with Powerline at the end. So yeah, you always have that as like the ceiling of realm of possibilities with Goofy.
It's so true.
But you know, and whereas opposed to like going with like a big celeb, like Powerline, I don't know that I would want that. I guess because that's part of like people that I know in my life here that I'm just like, it sucks to not be able to go to the grocery store or do this or do that. You know, like I want to be able to like walk the strip with a drink in my hand and do random crap, and Goofy's where it's at.
Yeah.
After playing Dreamlight Village,
Dreamlight Valley.
Valley. Get whatever it, right. It is. Dreamlight Valley. my love for Goofy has re-lit, I would have to say. Just the little quotes he has in there. He's such a sweetie.
He's such a sweetie.
And he deserves a weekend in Vegas. So,
I mean,
let's go, Goofy.
He also has that iconic
role. Like all of the I Heart Vegas, like all of the stupid souvenirs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That he'd be decked out head to toe in I Heart Vegas gear on day one. Ready to go.
Yeah.
But I feel like he also has that like iconic level where like people would definitely stop him to take like a pic and he'd be like, cool, what's up? And then like it wouldn't bother him and you just keep going about your day.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. You want to be my friend? That's what he said.
Let's go. Let's go play in the crop stables. I thought
Goofy, this is the 45th person to ask for your picture. Let's go.
I know. Let's keep it moving. I really did think so hard about like which of all these characters is like Lucky, outside of Lucky the Dalmatian, but
and Goofy is Lucky.
I literally went through Disney Plus and just like looked at movies and like the A to Z list. I'm like, do we have any pseudo gambling movies or TV shows? No.
There's one character though on my honorable mention that I'm going to bring up and I want to talk about, and I think that I didn't put it in my list because it just felt wrong. So when I explain it, it may make sense to that point. So, cool. Sol, number two.
This one's no shock. Sully from Monsters Inc. The guy, as you said, is just a joy to be around. He is a party animal, big furry fellow that could be some muscle if you need it, if you're getting in any trouble. Everybody knows that Vegas can get a little drunkard and make some bad decisions. And, it's good to have a big fellow with you.
So you really did just pick your favorite characters.
Yeah, but he likes Kronk, so Kuzco isn't his favorite.
Kuzco's not my favorite.
Fashion.
Yeah, that's a great point, though.
It'll be the trio of Pumbaa is number one, and his excuse is the buffets.
You would think.
Ooh, the buffets.
Pumbaa's on my honorable mention.
Of course,
the buffets.
This would not be a Sully episode if we didn't mention Pumbaa at least once.
Yeah,
that's right.
Sully, what do you think Sully's like activity of choice would be
in Vegas? Ooh, that's a good question. We should ask that for all the rest of ours.
Yeah, well, Kuzco's definitely the pool party.
Yeah.
And then Sully, I would say, is like going to the clubs. The guy loves to dance and party, and like you slap on Monsters, Inc. University, and the guy's just...
Well, he's a frat bro.
He's a frat bro. So he's one
to... behind the freaking tables at the club.
That's right.
At like the club with like Zed.
Yeah. He's going to Unsoon's music, and that'd be so fun.
You knocked that one out of the park. That was good. Sully's on my honorable mentions, because... Yeah. As someone that's 5 feet tall, I've dreamt about the day that I could bring a muscle around just for like one event.
Yeah.
And just that's
your chauffeur.
That's good. No, just like just the muscle. Like,
yeah.
You know?
That's it.
All right, Lynn's number two.
Okay. I know, Heather, you like previously mentioned that like you wouldn't want to go with someone really famous. Famous.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
Flip the switch. It would be kind of cool to go to Vegas with, like, a performer, like, someone who, like, has, like, a residency or, like, a show. Because yes. That would be like, a whole new experience.
Uh-huh.
Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Okay.
But, like, oh, not Miley, like, 2.0, like, Hannah Montana. Like, 2005 yeah. Hannah Montana.
But, like, 2005 Hannah Montana is, like, 15 or 16 years old. Literally can't do anything.
I wonder when Hannah Montana was actually from. I don't think
that's a great point. You're gonna have to like go to shows with her strictly only, and then she's gonna have to have like you're gonna have to leave one of your characters after to babysitter, basically.
Yeah, I just think it'd be a really cool experience.
Yeah, I mean, you know, though, because there was one time where Lindsay and I went with our parents when we were younger. To Vegas, and like Vegas is just like not fun truly if you're not 21. I would never, if I had kids, I would never even like the thought of bringing them under 21 is just,
they brought us once and we sat in the room. It was too cold to go to the pool, so we sat in the room and like rented movies.
So our parents thought that Vegas always was warm, so we went in March It was like it's like in a valley, so it was cold there, and like we barely brought a jacket. We had to like live in it.
Yeah, we didn't pack right at all.
But you guys are smart.
I know. But like, wouldn't it be cool to like be able to go backstage at a show, like VIP treatment?
Yeah.
Go to restaurants.
She knows Celine Dion or whoever. And
yeah.
To, like, go and then out with them too.
With Hannah Montana comes Billy Ray Cyrus.
But is that a good thing or a bad thing?
He's got connections too.
All right.
Even in the show, he was like,
it would be cool to get some of that like lavish lifestyle for like a little bit, even if for like a short weekend.
And I don't think Hannah would be like insufferable either. Like, I think she'd be like good company.
My character is far older than Hannah Montana and gives you all of the access.
All of the access.
So that's my number two. That one, it took me a really long time to think about. I had that's one and three, but I had two blank until this
one. My number two is Thor.
Okay, wait, that would actually be
all right, hold on, here's my issue. He's on my honorable mention.
He's on mine too.
My issue with Thor is that now he's a dad. Is he gonna still be cool?
Okay,
wait, Thor's a dad.
Spoiler alert! If you
didn't
haven't seen
the movie, sorry.
I saw Love and Thunder.
Well, then you should know that he's a dad now.
What's the title of Love and Thunder at the end?
Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
So, Fat Thor would be amazing.
I would love to go. Well, to
Lindsay, Fat also there. Yes. I know you didn't finish this, but Sully and I did. The show What If?
I stopped watching that.
There is an episode about Party Thor.
Yeah, really? And he goes to Vegas.
Wow. Okay.
Just rewatch that episode. Just
let me know what episode that is, and I will actually.
You should be able to scroll through the series.
I guess that's true. That's such a good one, Heather.
The still is probably Thor in Vegas on the strip, like partying it up with a bunch of aliens.
What do you think his go-to activity would be in Vegas?
Everything.
Drugs.
Everything. Literally, like I think that he would want to have the epic, most epic weekend. Get drunk.
Gamble.
Have another one.
Let's do it. Let's do shots. Let's do this. There is like talk about famous. I think mine is there's a theme of mine, and it's famous like not incognito famous, because Thor is not incognito.
Yeah.
But not like, it's not like a Mickey Mouse that, like, I don't think I'd want to go to like Vegas with Mickey Mouse. Like that's that seems like
that's too much.
It's like over-level. That shuts down Vegas.
Yeah. You can kind of put Thor incognito.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you put him in a hoodie, I mean, he just looks like a bearded man.
Yeah. Just clean him up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do think that Thor, I mean, obviously I was thinking of this as like the What If episode, even in like Ragnarok. Yeah, because he is a different dude now after Thor 4 and at the end. And he may not be as fun, but I do think that like, if like Thor was one of our bros and you're like, hey, Thor, we are going to Vegas to celebrate Sully's birthday, he would put his game hat on. He would be all in. He'd be like, we're going to watch the game at the sports book, and then we're going to go play craps, and then we're going to go to the pool party, and we're going to do everything, and we're going to get shots for everything. And I'm like,
he'd be a good driver of the party.
Yeah. And then like, if you get like really, you know, if you're like feeling a little down, we'll just like electrocute you like a little bit to give you like that zap. Like you don't even have a gun. Yeah.
If he brought a friend, who do you think it would be?
Valkyrie.
Valkyrie.
Yeah, and Valkyrie would be a hell of a party animal too.
I know, and I actually was debating about putting her on the list, but if you watch Thor Ragnarok, like she just kind of got drunk and sloppy and then just
she's drunk and sloppy sad. Like she's still mourning her lovers dying. So it's like, do we really want this just kind of sad cloud around the whole time? I don't think so. But she is fun.
Yeah, but like, who else would you bring? The Rocket. Rock guy? What's his name?
Rocket.
Frog?
Rocket.
Frog?
Rocket.
Rocket.
Yeah, but Rocket is a complainer.
Yeah.
Like, and also, there is that scene from Guardians 1 where they're outside Benicio del Toro's character waiting to sell. The collector. Yeah, the collector. Thank you. Some Guardians fan I am. I can't even fucking think about.
Yeah, Heather, get it together.
But like they get drunk, him and Drax get drunk and they start a fight. That's why I didn't.
Yeah, that's a good point. He gets drunk. He's a little fight starter. He's like the hothead.
So I'll take Valkyrie
college party
over all the friends because she's the like.
Best at work, she's just going to pass out.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know who that is.
Tessa Thompson's character.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to Google it.
All right, let's go number one.
Number one from Aladdin, the genie.
Oh, that's such a good
Not one. Only is he a party animal, he comes with three freaking wishes.
All right. What are your three wishes?
Unlimited money, world peace. And
Miss America.
I'm just gotta throw it out there. And then I would say the ability to teleport everywhere.
Oh, love that. If I never had to go on an airplane for the rest, I would pay my life. I would literally give my life away to never have to go to an airplane.
Lindsay hates the airplane. Like she's one of the
Yeah.
I've smacked like a random person before on a flight.
But I just feel like we could like teleport everywhere. We could all hold hands and I could take you guys to wherever we want to go. We're like, hey, let's go have lunch in Paris today and
just teleport.
It'd be amazing.
I love that.
You know, I love the fact that Genie could just like snap and like you wouldn't need to wish it because he would want this for us. Like he would
count cards and then snap out of the casino.
Yeah.
Or like
right?
Change all of our that's Sully, that's a genius one.
Genius.
And if we're friends, he's gonna stick around and have a good time. He was stuck in a damn lamp for thousands of years and deserves an epic weekend in Vegas, if we're being honest.
I just like that the possibilities with him are really
endless.
They're truly endless. Yeah.
I could see him not liking the pool parties though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. He seems like he has a major case of ADD, so we'd have to keep him on the go.
Yeah,
I could see him rolling up the craps tables, being the roulette. He'd be like, "All right, guys, we're gonna do this next, and then we're gonna do this next, and then we're gonna go to the show, and I'm gonna change like clothes to go to the show, and then you know."
Yeah,
that would be kind of a lot.
Yeah, and then he'd want to go to sleep at like 10 p.m. for sure.
Yeah,
I don't think he sleeps. He's an omnipresent being.
Yeah, but you can't just have that energy the whole time. Like, everyone else in the group would pass the fuck out.
He's a genie. He doesn't sleep.
Like, no, but everyone else, though, in the
group. You rub the lamp. He's immediately there. Like, the kind well, does not sleep.
He sleeps in the lamp.
Right? That is true. He does hang out and sleep in the lamp.
Okay. I don't remember that part. All right, who can top the genie? Who can beat the genie with number one?
I feel like I can, and I feel like Heather's number one might be the same as mine.
Oh boy.
It's not.
It's not?
You don't think so? I have a strong feeling it's not.
Okay. My number one's She-Hulk.
She's on my honorable mentions.
How could you not include her?
Well, she's on my honorable mentions.
She loves to drink and loves to dance, and she could just smack someone down if someone's giving you a hard time.
She-Hulk. The problem is like, I do think that she lets loose, but like, I feel like everybody on my list really has this carefree, really, I want to have a good time vibe, and she's still very much in the gotta find a man vibe.
Yeah, so am I. We'd have a great time.
Yeah, you need a wing girl.
That's very true. That's very fitting for you.
And like, literally, she lets loose. She dances. We'd have the best time.
She knows Nicki Minaj.
No, it's Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it? Shame.
I just saw her shaking ass, and it looked terrible on Twitter, and I refused to watch another episode.
It's actually really good.
Yeah. See, look at
the CGI is so bad it's distracting.
Yeah.
I couldn't take her to Vegas.
I don't particularly enjoy the CGI. I think the Hulk looks so much better.
I know, and it's distracting.
They've had 10 plus years of practice on the Hulk. This is the first time they're having to do, and also the Hulk doesn't have nearly as many scenes transforming from human to Hulk form. Like she has so many more of those scenes in this show than Hulk has. Like, Hulk has had a few of those scenes.
Well, hey, Disney, why don't you give your animators the time to actually do this properly instead of shoving 5,000 projects in their face?
That's very true, though. No, that's
yeah.
Literally the reason why. Yeah.
That's the truth.
I don't think she looks bad. I think she could look better. But I understand that it's, like, more true to the comics. I get that. But
I think she'd be a hoot.
I think like,
she'd be a hoot. That's a great choice. That's a great choice.
Thank you. Very good choice. I'm very impressed.
Me, but it would be, yeah. My number one was a Marvel character. So.
Boom.
My number one, actually, Sully already had. My number one is Kuzco.
Oh, yeah. No way.
That was my number one. Yep.
Amazing.
Yep. I just felt like he brings the party. He really does.
The whole movie is about him wanting to build like the house with the pool,
a party house
for parties.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like there was nobody in my realm that, and also too, I just love how like he really isn't looking to find a significant other. He's just there to like make sure everybody has a good time. And yes, a little bit of self fulfilling. You know, I'm sure in this day and age, he'd be wanting to do like, you know, the Instagram photos, the TikToks, and stuff like that. But like I'd want to do things with him.
And by the character arc is so good. At the beginning, you probably wouldn't want to go to Vegas with him, but at the end,
yeah,
you absolutely would. Like, the guy is such a good dude by the end.
Yeah, great. Although you know, I don't know that he would have maybe wanted to stay at, like, the Cosmo. Like, I feel like he'd want to stay.
He probably owns the Cosmo.
Probably.
What I have to say is, I feel like he would own Caesar's. Like,
yeah, or something. There would be a Kuzco's right next to Caesar's in this scenario.
Yeah. I guess the only one that would probably be closer is the Luxor, and that's not happening.
Yeah.
I've already done that once this year. Not going to happen again. guys, we have some really, really, really good lists. Sully, I want to hear honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. Do we want non-traditional Disney or honorable
Bring it.
All right. So my honorable mention Disney characters. Number three, the Jazz Cat from Aristocats. Ooh. Everybody wants to be a cat. That is a drug-filled fever dream of a scene. And I guarantee you that guy is just bringing the heat all weekend.
I love it.
Would be as hysterical just to bring a party cat to you with Vegas. It'd be so fun to carry him around. Number two, Tigger, just bouncing around constantly, always energy, always bringing the party, always just constantly. Some chicanery is going on around
here. Chicanery.
So the stories to come out of Vegas with Tigger would be amazing. Yeah. And then number one, Pumbaa, we're going to eat well. Homeboy is going to just absolutely have a blast with me at the buffets.
Things that surprise me 0%.
Yeah.
That.
Like we're going to get up hungover and roll our big boys' bellies to the buffet and put down some some good food, not bacon, not sausage, but everything else is
all everything else. Fair game.
Yep.
Okay, so that was traditional, right?
Yep.
Okay, non-traditional.
Number three, Fat Thor. Nice.
Yes. Answer. Yes.
Number two, Tony Stark. For a lot of the same reasons, Cusco.
Yes, I debated that, but I thought that Cusco has had more of like a personal arc and was like a better person at the end than Tony Stark was before he passed away.
Yeah.
A little bit of like a self-fulfilling mess.
Yeah, he never really quite figured it out. So yeah, Cusco's everything that Cusco brings everything that Tony would bring to the table, but he's a little nicer. So that's why he got the nod. And then number one, Han Solo, hopefully brings along Chewie, would be an absolute blast to have. Those two are just inseparable, and you got the muscle, you got the fun times, you got the chicanery, you got all of the above with Han Solo.
So. I like that one. I debated that as well. That's why I was asking you if we could do Star Wars in Marvel. But at the same time, I'm like, Hans is kind of like full of himself, and like he'd be king of the Irish goodbyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They get a lead on some like cargo that they have to go pick up, and he'd dip out so quick and be
back.
That
would be like the worst person though to go to Vegas with.
For real. Cause then you're worrying like, is he dead? Like what
happened? What happened to Hans? Happened? I'm on a different planet right now.
I'd be like, I don't want to be left
alone. Be right back. Yeah. Just go picking up some flux capacitors and I'll be back. I'm 5,000 parsecs away. Thank you. I love y'all's lists. Outside of She-Hulk.
You smashed it. No.
She would be fun.
That was a good one, Linz.
Thank you.
Linz, what's your honorable mentions?
I only had Thor. Okay. I could barely muster up the three.
You can make it easy. My honorable mentions, I'm curious to hear about one of them because I'm surprised it's not on your list. So obviously I had Sully. I had She-Hulk and Powerline. But the one I actually was debating about, because it made me feel a little dirty, was Pascal.
Oh, yeah?
Because, listen, Pascal, he can be, like, invisible. He can be in camouflage. Listen, there's nothing to say that I want to be at the high rollers table playing poker and Pascal is on somebody else's shoulder or hanging out looking at the cards of somebody
else. Oh, my God.
That made me feel dirty putting it on my list, which is why it's on my honorable mentions.
That's a good point.
I mean, you don't want to come out here and be like, I want to go with him so we can cheat and make money.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I feel like ultimately he would always be look like you can fit him in your pocket. You can take him anywhere. He's always like looking out for you.
That's such a great point. I love it.
Drunk person, like, you know, he can grab you. He can get the, you know, bartender's attention when you're like waiting at the club. Like,
you need a mom on the trip. We did not.
Pascal is kind of that. And
We don't really have a mom.
Mm-mm. You know. Just a bunch of ragers that we're gonna go down in a flame of glory with.
Yeah, he was the closest to like lucky, but on the cheating sense that I could think of. That I was like, well, it'd be nice to like win a $10,000 hand and then have money, and then like that's the, you know, one or two times I use Pascal in that format, and then.
You know. I think Pascal would also do it. Like, he would do it.
He would do it. Yeah.
But you go. Genie. I mean,
Genie was legendary.
One of your wishes to be like, all right, this one's on black, and you put it all on black, and then boom, and then there's your luck.
It's. Yeah, but then at that point, you're using your wish on like infinite money. I want a bank account that has like an infinite. I can use it as much as I possibly can, and nothing would ever happen.
Right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Sully, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for duking it out and winning the day over Lindsay for this topic.
Yeah, only for you, Sully.
Thank you.
Lindsay thought this definitely, listen, it Sully picked it. I didn't. It was still fun. You still brought it.
It was a blast. You brought it. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I didn't have to crap all over Disney characters for an hour.
Instead, we had fun with them. Hypothetical. Yeah, you know.
Exactly.
Sully, it's always amazing to have you. Love you, brother.
Love you guys. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah. Next week on Unpopular Disney Opinions, we're getting close to Halloween. So we're going to do scariest Disney movie. It's going to be a hard one. I'm not even going to lie. There's a lot of Halloween movies. I think
Hocus Pocus 2 brought it. I got to say, I don't know if that's making the list, but that was a really good watch.
It was good, but it's not scary.
It's not really scary. No.
It's not scary, but it brought it.
It brought it really good.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it from us on Unpopular Disney Opinions. We'll see you next week. What's up, guys? Heather here. And on behalf of the Pink Sisters, just want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Unpopular Disney Opinions. Make sure to subscribe anywhere where you listen to podcasts to keep up to date on future episodes. You can also find us on YouTube and TikTok at Unpopular Disney Opinions. But if Instagram is more your speed, you can find me at Disney Pink Adventures on all Unpopular Disney Opinions things and, well, more. Thanks for listening.